Good afternoon, Muhlenberg Jazz Band. This is Carol Luddy, professor of music at Moravian University. I'm here today to listen to you and hopefully offer some comments that will help you continue your journey in jazz. I'm very excited to hear you. Very professional on stage, love the outfits. You exuberate confidence even before you played your first note. Here we go. Okay, so good head, good tempo. We have to make sure that whatever syllables we're using to swing, we are staying consistent so that we don't rush. All right, here we go. And piano, think about feeding her those chords up the octave. Good job, soloist. Feeding those chords up an octave so it can cut through. Without the guitar, sometimes that gives us space that we don't want because we can't hear it in that tessitura. So consider that. Just try it and see what happens. Good. So, ensemble-y, the dynamics are there, but they could be exaggerated more. Do more with the ba forte piano crescendos. Good saxes. Good echo. Do we? Make sure we stylize these notes. Do we? Good. All right. Good opener. Good tempo. Good opener. So my takeaways here is just make sure we're being consistent with the syllables of swing that we're using as a band. Piano, consider comping up in the upper octave there so it cuts through because it's not cutting through the bass. And the soloist really needs it, and we need this. And stylistically in A-Train, it would be really great to hear as well. But good job, good soloist. Great. Good change of tempo. So drum set, don't be afraid to give us more of a click on two to really help this band swing around you. Good bass. And so, good, Barry. Nice piano, and that's what I'm talking about. When you play in that part of the piano, it cuts nice. Good job. Ensemble sound is nice. Make sure we're each listening to our lead player and not overplaying the lead player. Little mini pyramids in the sax, trombone, and trumpet, and then the big pyramid of the ensemble. Good. Nice piano. So, drum set and bass, we want to make sure the energy doesn't die. So think about where else on that drum set you can add color to keep it fresh. not weighed it down. And bass, you know, you can shape your line as well so that it doesn't drag. That nice little inflection that you just did, ba-ba-doo-da-ba-doo-da. Those are those little nuances that can be shaped throughout. It also then helps us from rushing. Nice, Barry Sachs. Good. Overall, really nicely well done. That's a tough piece to sell, and you did a nice job. Great job, piano solo, bass player. I like with the little nuance that you did at the end. Everybody just really listen within your section and find the balance. Don't overplay the leads. Be in the pocket, and then move it dynamically together. Very nice. I've very nicely done. And we're getting ready for our next tune. We had a change. Drum set player. Great job with bell placements for both trumpets and trombones. Your sound is coming back here because your bell is free. Okay, let's make sure we know who is bringing us down. Here we go. So Barry Sachs, fourth bone, I can't tell if you're playing on a bass bone, and the bass. Work this out together so the articulation matches so that we don't have this cross conflict of what is this bass line. Remember, this bass line's iconic. Good. Valued notes need more of our time. Here it is. Right. Doo-dop. Don't throw them away. Good. That was better, trumpets. Good, trombone. Nice approach. Okay, so rhythm section, this is fine, but keep the energy going. Change colors once in a while. Don't let it get hypnotic. Good. Good soloist. So maybe each soloist is a different color auxiliary instrument. Maybe a tambourine. Just think about that. So it helps us not get stuck in that vicious hypnotic pattern. Good exploring of our change of range. Good job, Noah. Good job. Nice. So as you get more into accompanying your soloists as you go through your jazz time, remember our job is drum set to feed the soloist. So listen for spaces. That's there. Good. All right. Keep the energy. Nice job, tenor. Yes. Ava, I'm sure that's who it is right now. Great job using parts of the head of Chameleon in your solo. Bravo. Good job. Good job. Nice use of long tones. Don't forget about we all soloists. Space is okay. Rests are okay. All right, Al. AJ. Yes, good. Same thing. Great using parts of the head. That's what we do. Fantastic. Bravo. And bravo to the rest of the band. You're actually looking engaged with your soloist peers. You're giving them affirmation that, yeah, man, good job. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Okay, so here's a section, rhythm section. Like, what could you have done differently color-wise to change to help this out? So just explore that when you go back to rehearsal. How can we change it each time a soloist comes? Nice job, piano. All right, Dante, what do we got? So a little bit more on that hi-hat to help him out. Don't cover them. Remember, drum set, you have shells, you have rims. Dante, fantastic. Somebody loves their bass. Great. Very inspiring, Dante. I appreciate that very much. Good back in band. Tweet up. Come on, saxes. There it is. Good ending. Dit, do, dit. Whatever it is, let's, as a band, end articulation exactly the same so that just rings in this auditorium. Really nice job. Great three pieces. Great literature. Really, what you're at now is exploring those nuances. How can we balance within the section? what can we do to inflict a tone, like in that last one? Twee. You're good enough to take that next step and really explore what you can do with your phrasing. And then rhythm section, as I talked about with solos, make sure that you're thinking about, for each new soloist, what could we add differently or take away to keep the energy going forward. But bravo, guys. Bravo, bravo. You come from a strong tradition, and it's wonderful to see that you are keeping that tradition alive. I hope my comments were helpful, and I look forward to seeing you in the future. Thank you.